Here, Charmaine, take my bracelets. They bar with a purple stain my arms. Turn over my pillows. They are hot where I have lain. Open the lattice wider, a gauze on my bosom throw, and let me inhale the odors that over the garden blow. I dreamed I was with my Anthony, and in his arms I lay. Ah, me. The vision has vanished. Its music has died away. The flame and the perfume have perished, as this spiced aromatic pastille that wound the blue smoke of its odor is now but an ashy hill. Scattered upon me rose leaves, they cool me after my sleep, and with sandal odors fan me till into my veins they creep. Reach down the lute and play me a melancholy tune to rhyme with the dream that has vanished and the slumbering afternoon. There, drowsing in golden sunlight, loiters the slow, smooth Nile, through slender papyri that covers the sleeping crocodile. The lotus lolls on the water and opens its heart of gold, and over its broad leaf pavement never a ripple is rolled. The twilight breeze is too lazy those feathery palms to wave, and yon little cloud is motionless as a stone above a grave. Ah, me, this lifeless nature oppresses my heart and brain. Oh, for a storm and thunder, for lightning and wild, fierce rain. Fling down that lute, I hate it. Take rather this buckler and sword and crash them and clash them together till this sleeping world is stirred. I will lie and dream of the past time, aeons of thought away, and through the jungle of memory loosen my fancy to play. When the smooth and velvety tiger, ribbed with yellow and black, supple and cushion-footed I wandered, where never the track of a human creature had rustled the silence of mighty woods, and fierce in a tyrannous freedom, I knew but the lore of my moods. The elephant trumpeting started when he heard my footstep near, and the spotted giraffe fled wildly in a yellow cloud of fear. I sucked in the noontide splendor quivering along the glade, or yawning, panting, and dreaming basked in the tamarisk shade, till I heard my wild mate roaring as the shadow of night came on to brood in the trees' thick branches, and the shadow of sleep was gone. Then I roused and reared in answer, and unsheathed from my cushioned feet my curving claws, and stretched me and wandered my mate to greet. We toyed in the amber moonlight upon the warm, flat sand, and struck at each other our massive arms. How powerful he was and grand! His yellow eyes flashed fiercely as he crouched and gazed at me, and his quivering tail, like a serpent, twitched, curving nervously. Then, like a storm, he seized me with a wild, triumphant cry, and we met as two clouds in heaven when the thunders before them fly. We grappled and struggled together, for his love, like his rage, was rude, and his teeth in the swelling folds of my neck at times, and our play drew blood. Often another suitor, for I was flexile and fair, fought for me in the moonlight while I lay crouching there, till his blood was drained by the desert, and ruffled with triumphant power, he licked me and lay beside me to breathe him a vast half hour. That was a life to live for. Not this weak human life with its frivolous, bloodless passions, its poor and petty strife. Come to my arms, my hero. The shadows of twilight grow, and the tiger's ancient fierceness in my veins begins to flow. Come not cringing to sue me. Take me with triumph and power, as a warrior that storms a fortress. I will not shrink or cower. Come as you came in the desert, ere we were women and men, when the tiger passions were in us. and love as you loved me then.